from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, two brutal domestic violence cases out of Atlantic County. A grand jury has indicted a 26-year-old Pleasantville man for the murder of his 25-year-old girlfriend back in December. Boris Lanez Rosales is accused of beating the victim to death. Meanwhile, a 32-year-old Pleasantville man has admitted to cracking his girlfriend's skull in an attack that happened last spring. The victim was rushed for treatment after the April 2024 incident. In May, Kevin Turkvan will be sentenced on the aggravated assault conviction. New Jersey drivers are skeptical as to whether the Trump administration's decision to halt New York City's controversial congestion pricing toll will really mean the end of what critics say is a money grab by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, or the MTA. Drivers say they'll just have to see how it plays out in court.
I think it's a great idea, but I don't know if he's going to make it. If it was a Democratic president, they wouldn't fight him at all.
Well, you just have to wait and see. You know, it's two high powers fighting against each other, butting heads, so let's see what happens. I'm leaning towards hoping it goes away.
For now, the tolling remains in place as New York officials take up a legal battle to challenge the federal move. The man accused of gunning down the CEO of United Healthcare in Manhattan and leading authorities on a five-day search was in court for the first time since his December arraignment on murder and terror charges. Luigi Mangione appeared for a hearing in state court where the 26-year-old has pleaded not guilty to multiple counts. Mangione also faces federal charges. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. It was the worst day of the year for the Dow so far. Consumer sentiment is down sharply on inflation worries. The University of Michigan's final reading for February fell nearly 10% from last month. The survey noted the drop across all age and income groups. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 749 points at 43,428. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long, guaranteed. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Can we expect clear skies through Saturday? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Big dome of high pressure will build over New Jersey this weekend into early next week. Sinking air, a calm, not as cold air mass. We finally settle into a nice weather pattern heading into the final week of February. Now, that wind has been annoying and chilly today. It'll calm down eventually tonight. Clear and cold for New Jersey overnight. Lows fall to around 20. Tomorrow's high near 40. Not bad. More sunshine with late day clouds. Sunday looks like a nice day as highs push into the mid-40s under a mix of sun and clouds. And Monday gets even warmer. Partly sunny skies. Highs around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange, 30 degrees. Hillsborough, 31. Toms River, 34. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.